This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right now, we'll actually hook up caller number 10. We have tickets to go see The Offspring at Jiffy Lube Live. 10th caller will get 2 tickets to see The Offspring Supercharge Worldwide in 25. Saturday, July 19th at Jiffy Lube Live. They have special guests. Cakes is going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory.
That's a good triple bill right there. That's a solid, solid show.
Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. All you have to do is be caller number 10, 800-636-1067. Time now to open up the entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. The entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She'll take care of you. She's the general manager. Mention me. Of course, you can always check them out at BMWFairfax.com. A good friend of mine just told me she test drove the X7 last week and absolutely loved it. So,
very good.
Get over there and check it out. You know, I just saw in the corner of my eye an ad for American Idol, which they had their first episode. And I know Valdez. He's now finally 10 years into it.
Late, I thought he was saying he was into The Voice.
Correct. He's into The Voice and turning the chairs. You would love Idol. If you like that, the audition portion of Idol started last night, and I always say this. I'm not emotional that way. It brings me to tears. It brings me to tears when you just have someone like some hillbilly or just some clown from nowhere, and they're just literally blessed with this insane singing ability. I get creepers.
You get moved.
The Voice and American Idol make me cry more than any other show on television.
That's weird.
But because you're seeing a no one just with this superstar ability. I don't know. It always touches me. Last night was the debut, the first episode.
What happened to Katy Perry?
Nunsky.
Well, I know.
Remember,
why. What,
she was getting ridiculed. People hated her because she made fun of a mom. Remember there was a young girl. She was like 20 and she had like 3 kids. And Katy made a quip about, she said something about laying down. She goes, oh, you've been doing a lot of laying down. And people, you know, just goofy.
That's why they're using that Carrie Underwood line in the promo where the girl comes in. She goes, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. And then and Carrie goes, never say you're just a stay-at-home mom.
That's why. That's how the promo was.
It kind of made an impact on me. I was like, whoa. That's
Carrie Underwood actually is really good. And the bit they were doing last night was, she's a human. Who would know this? She knows every song. Like, Luke Bryan was like, I kind of, you know, pride myself in knowing a lot of lyrics and, you know, especially country music. She knows every song. She's singing Drowning Pool. She's singing,
what, the bodies hit the floor?
Yes.
She's singing that silly?
Yes.
She's screaming?
Yes.
Doing scream metal?
Like a heavy metal guy came in.
Very
and
nice.
Then she, like, helped them. And the bit was, she literally knows every song. She's a human jukebox. But I will say, I know it's cliche. She's ruined her beautiful face. I know she had the drunken fall or whatever it was, but she's going ODing with the Botox and the fat lips. And it's sad because she's a beautiful girl. She doesn't need to do that, Cakes.
I'll take some of that Botox before the next Altcast.
Cakes is really scarred from Friday's Altcast.
No, but Valdez, do me a favor. Record and just watch at your leisure. I think you will like the audition part.
I'm already in the voice auditions. It's too much singing.
Drowning in content over
Who's
there.
Who's the biggest star from The Voice? I feel like, has anybody popped from The Voice?
Morgan Wallen. Now, he got cut.
He won the
he didn't win. Okay. He made it through a layer or two.
Right. No, but I mean winners. Like, has a winner from The Voice gone on to be famous?
They don't really have an iconic winner. Maybe a couple of the country people toured with, like, Blake Shelton. They don't really have an icon.
Their alums are not very distinguished.
Yeah. Adam Levine always would say that the record company... So, you know, when you win those voice shows, you're kind of contractually obligated to go with their home, in-studio,
yeah, probably the world's worst
company.
Contract they make you sign.
Yeah, they make you sign a terrible contract, terrible management, they pick a terrible song, and your career's over. Yeah, basically. So the best thing to do is go on, get some exposure, don't win it, get knocked out in like top 10, and then become like Benson Boone.
Wherefore art thou, Bo Bice? Remember him from back in the day?
Yes. Yes, Bo
he
Bice.
He had a smash hit. Bo this Bice. One song was so
Something
good.
About Turn the Light On?
No, or... that was a different guy.
That was the guy. I played golf with that guy.
Yeah.
But it was something about a light, though, wasn't it?
Play Bo Bice's big hit, Valdez. I need to hear it again.
I mean, his only
hit. His only hit. Yeah. I need this in my life.
Right. But anyway... Found myself watching that last night. Didn't know it was coming on. Started tearing up. I watched the whole thing. I just, it's literally one of the few things that makes me emotional.
Right.
Like, I'm emotional about my kids and stuff like any other human. But like usually when I watch TV or a movie, I don't really get moved.
You probably would have a creeper if the Commanders won the Super Bowl. Yeah. Tears of joy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. I know you were crying when the Caps won. I'm trying to think if I did.
I was boo-hooing.
I don't know.
It was an emotional moment.
Maybe more with the Nats than the Caps, but I'm not sure about that.
Hey, this says Carrie Underwood won American Idol.
I was looking at a list. It the winners. Okay, for American Idol, yes.
Yeah,
I was looking.
He's talking about The Voice.
Yeah, The Voice.
The big winners of The Voice. They don't really have big ones.
Yeah, American Idol has
Kelly Clarkson.
A bunch.
They have a bunch.
Ruben. I don't even know if he won, but I feel like they went on to gain some more notoriety than The Voice. It's funny. I went to Wikipedia for winners of The Voice, and it just lists like Blake Shelton won 9 times. It lists the judges
right.
as winning, not the actual singers.
Right. Yeah, it's weird because the singers, they don't really blow up.
Who's the guy from Waldorf or something that won recently?
No, I think he's from like Manassas or something or like Warrington.
Warrington,
he's like from Warrington. Yeah, the long-haired, blonde-haired guy.
Yeah,
and Jeff knows him, right? Isn't Jeff like buddies with him?
They work together because Jeff's works in studios.
Right.
Recording music.
He's got like a weird like stage name. Or
the
something.
Real thing by Bo Bice.
The real
smash.
Thing. Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna listen down way home.
So this is a terrible story. It's on TMZ. So we'll just say it's entertainment related, but it's just horrible. The University of Pittsburgh student who I guess they're assuming drowned in Punta Cana. Can you imagine this poor thing, Sudishka Kanaki?
Local, too, from Loudoun County.
I think she's from Loudoun County. She and 5 friends, they say, were taking a stroll along the beach in Punta Cana. I think it was like 4:50 in the morning
It was early
4:15. Surveillance cameras recorded her on the beach around 4:15, and that was the last time she was seen alive. So does that mean she was like swept away? I assumed, honestly... That
Could
some
be.
Awful guy just like
well,
raped and murdered.
I mean, a young man who went swimming with the student before she vanished is being questioned by investigators.
Okay, they
woman
should.
And the man were seen swimming together at the beach near Rio Republica Resort sometime before she was last spotted there going for a walk just after 4 a.m. on March 6th.
It's literally a parent's worst nightmare. It's right up there with like, you know, dying in a car accident. Your kids go on a spring break trip. And
yeah,
you get that
terrible.
Phone call. It's just the worst ever. I told you that Steven went with his boys to, where'd they go, Montana?
Montana.
They went
yeah.
Montana skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, he showed some good sense and didn't do this.
Yep.
His buddy
wanna go went skiing with me?
To the highest part of the mountain where you it was an hour and 15 minute walk up the mountain. You have to literally walk up, and it's a cliff.
Okay.
And you just, you hold on to it. I saw the pictures.
Like a tow rope?
You have to hold on to a tow rope.
Oh, no thanks.
And if you like one step over, you fall down the cliff and you're dead, and you have to do that for an hour to get up, and then you ski down.
Here's some fresh powder.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog, too. And I can't believe it. That was a no for my son.
That's good.
Who was in a huge adrenaline junkie. I'm stunned.
Good job. Good job, Stevie, taking a pass on that.
I'm glad. Thank well done. God he didn't do that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But yeah, people are crazy.
And he avoided, I forget the name, you said it was like whatever happens underneath the tree, the swell?
Oh, you have to, you got to be careful of the tree, I guess swells or whatever. We talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that
but
was a new
like
term
these,
to me.
There's like these air pockets or whatever under the trees that you could get stuck in and donk off. Valdez, there's a lot more here we can get to. I don't even understand this. The YouTube story where the guy claimed he banged his girlfriend and her mom. We get into that at some point if you want. There's Rihanna news. There's more Bianca Censori nakedness.
Oh, can't wait.
Or near nakedness. and there's actually some terrible Diddy updates if you want that.
All right. Stay tuned. Plus, we'll give you the latest on NFL free agency. And Ryan Dunleavy, national NFL writer for the New York Post, will join us coming up at 9:20 as we get you amped up. Free agency kicks off at noon here on The Junkies.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.